Mirrors of many shapes and sizes spin into one another. They reside in a keyhole to large bronze double doors emblazoned with lions. The doors open to a shining sky full of puffy clouds. Lionsgate. A blue film strip zips in. Varsity Pictures. Tiny black circles fall into a painted red sea. The Collective. Words appear over black. Varsity Pictures presents, in association with The Collective. Daytime, a mailman tosses flyers on a driveway. Fred sleeps in a crowded bedroom. Planet stickers and drawings cover the walls. Fred's eyes pop open.
Today is my favorite day. It's the best in every way. So much more than just okay. It's a very, 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 very...
He grins wide.
Good day.
He rips off PJs, revealing bedazzled clothes.
Today is my favorite day. I do hope it's not cliche. It's exactly as I say to believe me. Then just look what's written under my toupee.
Written on his bald head, I love today. In the mirror, he shoots finger guns. He slides into the kitchen.
Today is my favorite day. I like it more than a souffle. Traffic lights you should obey. I'm really, really running out of words that rhyme.
Two dancers twirl.
Whip day.
One scratches Fred's head.
Fred!
The dancers jump onto the kitchen countertop.
Fred!
Fred pushes them backward.
Morning, Mom.
A hand passes cereal.
Are you singing?
No, singing, Mom! That's crazy talk!
Because you know how I feel about opening musical numbers. You don't need some flashy song and dance to get people to like you, Fred.
She opens a carton.
You're better than that.
I know, Mom.
He waves. His mom peers around a corner and leaves.
Today, I love this day, because today is the last day of school.
The dancers, dressed in gold, play violins. Fred pushes into a classroom.
The best day of school is the last day of school. The best day of school is the last day of school.
Goodbye, geometry. Goodbye, homeroom. Goodbye to the stench of Miss McGurkin's cheap perfume.
Fred collapses as McGurkin sprays herself. In the locker room,
best day of school is the last day of school.
Jocks bang on lockers and flex.
No more wet willies. Spitballs in your hair. The last day they'll hang you by your underwear.
A boy hanging off a locker gives a thumbs up.
The best day of school is the last.
In the cafeteria, Fred and the lunch ladies dance on the tabletops.
Goodbye, lunch food. How did we survive? I won't miss the meatloaf. Is that alive?
The meatloaf jiggles. Fred drops it.
Be gone, cursed beast! Go back to whatever cruel meatloaf world you came from! Die! Die! Die!
He smashes the meatloaf under a bedazzled shoe. The students stare.
Sorry.
Fred wiggles jazz hands. As a drum major, Fred rips through a screen. The band marches past him on the football field. The golden dancers backflip simultaneously.
All right, everyone, this is a big finish, so let's really make it count.
Students dance around Fred in expanding circles. The color guard waves purple flags. A cheerleader shakes her pom-poms. Fred hands off his hat and does a round-off backhand spring. Two boys raise Fred on their shoulders. Fred poses.
Yeah, the last day of school is the best day of school!
In geometry class, his classmates stare at him.
Sorry, I just really like today, so...
A spitball hits him.
Kevin!
You're such a dork, Nozzle Figglehorn!
Oh, nice shot, Kevin. Your accuracy has really improved.
Okay, class, back to work.
An arrow hits an illustrated title with backward R's. Fred 3, Camp Fred.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably spend my summer just listening to music, catch up on some movies, relax, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
The girl punches Fred.
Ow, Bertha, what was that for?
Fred, you're thinking about that stupid summer camp again, aren't you?
I was thinking about Camp Superior, but I mean, it's pretty much the best summer camp in the entire galaxy. See?
He holds a flyer.
Well, camp's just really not my thing. I'm allergic to kumbaya.
But Bertha! It's got water slides, two waffle bars, traditional and bell jumps, jet skis, a stable of Clydesdale horses, monkey butlers.
Monkey butlers?
Okay, so that's not in here, but I mean, I'm pretty sure they have it, right?
Bertha rolls her eyes.
Oh, well, things aren't gonna be the same around here without you, Figglehorn.
He stares ahead. She punches him.
Fred, you're thinking about that stupid summer camp!
No, I wasn't that time. I was thinking about how cool it'd be to have a monkey butler. So what were you saying, Bertha?
At Fred's house.
I'll need this, this, and I'll definitely need this.
A magnifying glass.
This is so incredible! Can you believe I'm actually going to Camp Superior?
He packs his suitcase.
Did you know it was named the top summer camp in the entire country by Summer Camp Magazine?
He stuffs a bowling ball, a cat carrier, and a snowboard into his suitcase.
And done. All right, now that I've packed the essentials, I should probably put some clothes in there, too. Perfect.
He holds a matching gray and yellow striped shirt. He struggles with the suitcase's zipper. He jumps on the case.
Go down! Damn it!
Suitcase duct taped shut. Fred stumbles downstairs.
Oh, I'm really gonna miss you, Freddy. So on and so forth.
Thanks, Mom. I'll miss you, too.
You all packed up and ready to go? Because that camp I want a pee-pee bus is gonna be here in any minute.
The what I should be pulling up?
The camp I want a pee-pee bus.
No, Mom, it's called Camp Superior. Not I want a pee-pee. Who would name their camp that? It's the stupidest name ever.
I looked into that Camp Superior place, but it was way too expensive. So I signed you up for camp I want a pee-pee. I mean, what's the difference? Camp is camp, right? Fred, are you okay?
Fred falls backward.
Clear!
In the ER, a doctor uses AED paddles. Fred jerks. His mom flinches.
Damn it! I lost him.
See what happens, Mother? See what happens when you send me to the wrong summer camp? Now I'm a ghost.
Fred flops on his suitcase.
This is so unfair! This is gonna be the worst summer ever!
Fred kicks his feet, crosses his eyes, and yanks on his suspenders.
No! This is horrible!
Oh, come on, Fred. You're overreacting. I'm sure it won't be that bad.
It's called camp. I want a pee-pee, Mom. How good can it possibly be?
Fred. Do you know what sweetbreads are?
No, but they sound delicious.
Sweetbreads are stomach and pancreas meat.
Ew! Gross!
And that is just my point. You can't always judge something by its name.
A beat-up bus rolls closer, spewing smoke from its exhaust.
Or maybe I'm wrong. You can do this. You can handle any curveball life throws you, because you are Fred Figglehorn. Get it?
Yeah, you're right. I can do this. I mean, I'm not gonna let some stupid summer camp bring me down.
Woo!
A scruffy man in a crop top jumps out of the bus.
Because I'm Fred Figglehorn. Damn it!
Sorry I'm late. Took a couple wrong turns. Almost ended up driving this bus of kids into a ravine. But they're troopers. That was not good. Not good at all. Anywho, I'm looking for a Ted Twinklecorn.
That's Fred Figglehorn to you, mister. And he's right here.
The front door shuts.
Fred? Fred!
I don't want to go! No!
The driver picks up Fred, who escapes.
No, Mom! I changed my mind! No! No!
The bus door shuts Fred in.
You can do this, Fred! I believe in you!
Fred pounds on the back window.
Don't forget to run!
Smoke engulfs Fred's mom. A suitcase falls off the roof. His mom mouths, "I love you." Fred turns to the rest of the bus. Campers stare at him.
Hey, guys, I'm Fred Figglehorn. I'm just going to apologize in advance for what I'm about to do.
Campers cover their ears. The bus merges onto the highway. It crosses a bridge. Fred looks at his wrist.
Hey, what's up?
The bus winds up a mountain road past a crumbling sign. Camp, I want a pee-pee. The bus stops before a teepee. Covering their ears, campers hurry out. Fred lugs his suitcase out. A man approaches in a red velour tracksuit.
Howdy, campers. My name is Floyd Spunkmeyer, and I'm the director of Camp I Want a Pee-Pee. Feel free to call me Floyd, or Big Floyd, or Dr. Spunkenstein. You call me anything you want, just don't call me late for s'mores. Seriously, we don't have s'mores here, because I am deathly allergic to marshmallow. Also, ironically, hot dogs. But who eats hot dogs at a summer camp, am I right? That dude knows what I'm talking about. Did you know that I want a pee-pee is actually an old Cherokee Indian term that means blessed ray of sunshine. So let me be the first to give you all the official camp greeting. I want a pee-pee on you.
He waves.
I want a pee-pee on you. I want a pee-pee on all of you. Question.
I was just wondering if you have any water slides here.
No, we don't have any water slides.
No water slides.
Anybody else?
Fred raises his hand.
Okay.
Do you have any Clydesdale horses?
We don't have Clydesdales, but we do have a horse. His name is Francis, and he only has 3 legs.
Francis eats grass.
But we love him as though he had 5.
Do you have monkey butlers?
Floyd stares.
All right, everybody, you've been on a long bus trip. Let's get some grub and then figure out some bunk assignments, okay? Come on! We're a camp!
Frowning, Fred slumps his shoulders. In a mess hall, a hand shovels green-tinged mush onto dinner trays. In line, Fred bites his lip. Labeled tins read gruel, gluten-free gruel, gruel. The driver, Murray, serves Fred a scoop.
You're the cook, too?
You're dang tootin'. I'm also the counselor, trail guide, lifeguard, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I teach your needlepoint class.
Murray lifts a hoop.
See? It's a needlepoint of me needlepointing.
He tosses it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I'm kind of awesome at everything I do.
Gross, what is this stuff?
Good old-fashioned American gruel.
At the drink station.
Oh, trust me, you don't want to drink that.
Why?
Let's just say it's called bug juice for a reason.
Hey.
Name's William, but everyone around here just calls me Magoo.
Hey, I'm Fred.
Nice to meet you, Fred. Welcome to Camp I Want a Pee-Pee. We're a summer camp on Earth. You can sit with us. Hey, guys. This is Fred. He's new to camp, so go easy on him, okay?
Hello?
Oh, that's Chatter. Don't mind him. He never talks. That one over there is Spoon. She's always eating. And I mean always.
Hola.
Last but not least, there's Dig.
What's up?
Why do they call you Dig?
Because I dig holes.
I guess that makes sense.
I'm not sure if you've picked a bunkhouse yet, but if not, you can bunk with us. We're in cabin 13, and we have
Mika, shh. Here she comes, quiet.
Here, who comes?
Oksana.
Fred turns. Light halos a blonde woman wearing shorts and a medical bag. The air glitters around her. Walking backward and staring, a boy trips. His gruel flies up. Oksana sits and turns to Fred's table.
Hello, kids.
The boys wave.
Who is she?
The camp nurse. She's terrible at it. But nobody seems to mind.
She gets hotter every year.
Wait, every year? You guys have been here before?
Yeah, it's mine and Chatter's 3rd year. But Dig and Spoon have been here for 4.
4 years at this dump? How can you stand it? This place is horrible.
It's not that bad. It's not perfect. It starts to kind of grow on you after a while.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Grows on you like a bad fungus.
Chatter burps.
Boom!
If you like that, you should hear him bark the alphabet.
Wow, his mother must be so proud.
What do you think taught him?
Ew!
Outside the office.
I see you're admiring the new trophy case I just had installed.
Mr. Spunkmeyer? What happened to your face?
Oh, it's just a mosquito bite. You should see when I get a bee sting. My head swells up like a pinata. Oksana has to suck out the excess pus with the turkey baster.
Gross.
Yeah, man. It really is.
Floyd clenches his jaw.
So, where are all your trophies anyway? They being cleaned or something?
Yeah, we don't have any trophies. You see, Fred, every summer we compete against Camp Superior in a grueling 3-day competition called the Summer Camp Games. And wouldn't you know it, every year Camp Superior has taken home the trophy.
How long have these games been going on?
69 years.
69 years?
4 generations of Spunkmeyers have tried to bring home that trophy with no luck. But my grandfather had a prophecy.
that one day a very special boy would come to this camp and lead us to victory. And Fred, I believe with all my heart that that special young boy is you.
Me? Really? Wow.
No, not you. I said Hugh. As in Hugh Thompson over there. Look at him. He's amazing. I had this t-shirt printed up to show my support. Hugh can do it!
You got it, boy!
Counting on you, buddy!
Hugh overhead presses a boy. Fred lugs his suitcase up an incline.
Where the heck is cabin 13?
He carries his suitcase into the woods. A bush shakes.
Hello? Is somebody there?
Holding clippers, an older man stands.
Come here, boy. I've got something for you.
Fred runs. The older man holds out a folded paper.
It's a map of the campgrounds.
Fred sprints up a wooden walkway to a dilapidated cabin. He runs into Murray, who stumbles and kicks the air.
Whoa there, Fred. Where's the fire? Seriously, Cabin 5's not on fire again, is it?
Please, Murray, you have to help me. There's some crazy old guy trying to get me.
Don't worry about it. That's just Scary Gary, the maintenance man. He's harmless, pretty much.
Scary Gary? If he's so harmless, then maybe he should have a less menacing name. Like Scary Barry or Scary Larry or Joey. Anyway, do you know how to...
Way ahead of you, buddy. And the answer to your first question is yes! I am dating Oksana, the foxy nurse right there.
Oksana waves.
Good for you, Murray.
And when I say dating, I mean I haven't actually talked to her yet.
Murray uses air quotes.
Well, when people say I'm delusional.
What's that?
Nothing. Do you know how to get to Cabin 13?
It's right here.
Looks nice.
Yeah, see the people?
Murray rips the door off.
Here you go. Best bunk in the cabin.
Murray throws Fred's suitcase on an upper bunk. The bunk collapses.
I was wrong.
Murray sets the suitcase on another upper bunk and freezes.
Yeah, definitely this one.
So, Murray, where's the bathroom in this place?
Toilet paper litters the ground before an outhouse.
Here she is. Word of advice. If you have to use it at night, bring a buddy. A couple years ago, one of the campers had a little accident. And by accident, I mean he fell in.
Ew!
By one of the campers, I mean it was me. Worst 5 hours of my life.
Murray tosses Fred toilet paper.
Excuse me for a second.
Murray enters the outhouse. At Cabin 13.
I hate this place so much! I hate it more than gym class! I hate it more than eating Brussels sprouts! I hate it more than eating Brussels sprouts in gym class! Which I had to do once for reasons that I'm not gonna get into right now! Mark my words. I will escape from this demented place! I don't care if I have to tunnel my way out of here! Wow. I sounded pretty cool there, didn't I? Yep, I can be a pretty bad dude when I wanna be.
Nighttime. Chatter sleeps in his bunk. Fred's eyes pop open. He jumps off the bunk and straps on a headlamp.
All right, time to tunnel my way out of here.
He moves a shovel to the side and lifts a spoon. He pries a floorboard up and looks around. He digs. Fog engulfs the cabin. Spoon in hand, Fred breaks through the dirt. He crawls out of his tunnel a few feet behind the cabin. Fred yanks out his suitcase.
All right, you did it, Fred!
A spotlight illuminates him. Red lasers appear on his chest.
Damn it!
He runs and trips. Men in black riot gear aim rifles at him.
Oh, nuts.
Murray lowers his mask.
Murray?
Trying to leave so soon, Fred?
What? No! I'm just going for a midnight jog.
You know what we do to kids who try to escape from camp I want a pee-pee?
Tell them not to do it again, followed by some light tickling?
Murray shakes his head. At the mess hall.
Get it well tight, kids. Today's gruel has a very special ingredient.
Spoon shovels a bite into her mouth. Grimacing, she reaches into her mouth. Murray waggles his brows. Spoon holds a finger.
Ew, gross. Murray, did you cut up Fred and put him in the gruel?
Murray gestures. Fred's head sits in the gruel, his mouth gaping. Fred sits up in his bed at home.
Oh, Mom, I had the most horrible nightmare. I dreamt you sent me to the worst summer camp ever, and also I had this weird, sped-up chipmunk voice that got really annoying after a while.
Relax, Fred. You're at home now. It was all a bad dream.
Fred's brow knits. He turns on a lamp. Scary Gary smiles. Morning, in cabin 13.
No, Scary Gary! I got my mom!
The cabin 13 gang stares.
So, how did everyone sleep?
Floyd plays the harmonica into a mic.
Howdy, kids, and welcome to the soothing sounds of Floyd Radio.
Whether you like it or not. First, let's start off the day with some announcements. It's another beautiful day here at Camp I Wanna Pee Pee. The birds are shining and the sun is chirping. It's also the perfect day to take a nice morning swim in the lake. Of course, if you're thinking about going for a swim this morning, don't.
Huh?
A boy cannonballs.
We're still cleaning up from that chemical spill.
Goo covers him.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously, Lawrence. That lake is no place for children.
You think?
On a trail.
This place is a nightmare. The food is terrible. I'm gonna have to hold my you-know-what for 6 whole weeks. Man, I could really use one of my dad's inspirational speeches right now.
A buff man climbs out of a discarded fridge.
Dad?
Hey, there you are. Oh, you have no idea how many refrigerators I had to go through to get you. Like, 3 at least.
Glad you found me, Dad. I could really use some cheering up.
That's what I'm here for, son. Life throws you a problem, you just gotta put it in a headlock and hold on.
A sign reads, don't feed, ride, touch, look at horse.
Take that problem and you just gotta body slam that problem until you...
Lawrence pukes. Fred's dad's smile fades.
Oh. You see, Fred, it's like this.
He lifts Fred.
The key to your problem is... You just gotta...
Scary Gary soaks in an outdoor tub. He waves. Fred's dad frowns and throws Fred. A girl exits the outhouse.
This place is gross, Fred.
I can get through it, right?
You got problems with your girl. I'm there for you, son. Think your music teacher's a vampire? I got no problem body slamming him. This place, you're on your own.
You're not even gonna give me any advice?
Actually, I am. Be cool, stay in school. Knowing is half the battle. Got milk?
That's the best you've got?
Yeah. Good luck, because in this place, you're gonna need it.
Fred's dad shuts himself in the fridge.
You can't see me!
Thanks a lot, Dad. You've been a great help, and in case you can't tell, I'm being sarcastic.
The fridge is empty.
What am I gonna do? My dad can't even help me. Bertha's not here. And my poor mom. Oh, I didn't even think about her. She's probably worried sick about me.
Are you ever going to pay for your pizza, ma'am? Because I really should get back to work.
Oh, just give me 5 more minutes, Randy. And then we'll see.
Randy massages her.
Oh, Randy.
In the woods.
Hey, guys, I think someone saw us last night. We have really got to be more careful, okay? God, if someone saw us and found out about the rat hole, we would be so busted.
No.
The gang pauses and look around.
Sound like crying.
Or a little girl laughing.
Fred sits in the brush.
Fred? Is that you?
He wipes his nose.
Oh yeah! 1 second! Give me 1 second!
He pats his face with leaves.
Hey, guys!
Hey, were you just crying?
No, why would I be crying? I wasn't crying. I hate crying. Anyways, what were you guys doing? Heard you talking about a rat hole or something.
Rat hole? No, we didn't even know what that is. I hate rats.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, it is okay.
Good.
So good. So, I'll see you around.
Peace out.
Oh, and be careful. Not sure if you saw it, but that's poison ivy right there.
Poison ivy?
Caution, poison ivy.
Yeah, you didn't touch it, did you?
I think I know what poison ivy looks like. I'm not an idiot.
His smile fades. He remembers rubbing the leaves on his face in front of the caution sign. In the nurse's office, blisters cover Fred's face.
Oh, the pain, the pain! Who would have known something called poison ivy would hurt this much?
Take this, no?
Toothpaste! This would help my rash at all! I need something like aloe!
Hello?
Aloe! Not hello, aloe!
Hello! We've met many times. You use paste for tooth, okay?
He smiles.
Okay, Oksana, thanks.
Alrighty. Got another sick one for you, Oksana. This kid says it feels like his brain is turning into Swiss cheese. Yum!
Alright, come on.
You know, I think there's something going around camp. Something really bad.
The sick camper clutches his head. Floyd shuts the exam room. Nighttime, at the campfire.
Suddenly, the woman screamed. And she looked down, and in her hand were all the remains of her crumpled receipt.
Fred frowns.
The store had overcharged her for the plunger. Ah!
Jeez, even the scary stories here are horrible.
So it's a scary story we're looking for? I got one to scare the pants off you. Happened 25 years ago, tonight, in these very woods.
Words appear, 1988. Daytime, wearing a scout uniform, Fred studies the back of a map.
According to this map, the camp should be right here!
This is helpless.
Whatever will I do?
He looks around.
Hello? Answer me at once, strange fellow!
That creature in the woods was the most horrible thing known to mankind. The Crocobaramus.
Wait, the what?
Crocobaramus. He had the head of a crocodile, the body of a bear, and antlers of a moose. He was actually a very ferocious creature.
Okay, but Crocobaramus? That has to be the stupidest name I've ever heard in my entire life. It's not scary at all. He's standing right behind me, isn't he?
The Crocobaramus nods. Fred turns. Hey. Fred wipes spittle from his face.
You, Crocky, what did you last eat? Your breath reeks, okay?
He sprays its mouth.
There, that's better.
The Crocobaramus bites his head off.
Oh, where's my head? What's going on? Where am I going? Where am I?
He runs into a tree and falls.
That hurt. Where's my head? Oh, where's my head?
Some people say if you listen really closely late at night, you can still faintly hear the sounds of old Crocobaramus still chowing down on that little boy's head.
Crocobaramus? There's no such thing! Right?
The Crocobaramus stands behind the campers.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Fred turns. The campers run away. Fred grabs a log and beats the Crocobaramus.
Fred, no, 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 Fred, it's Murray in a costume. It's Murray in a costume.
Murray lifts the croc head. Fred hits him. Scary Gary helps Murray up.
Oh, man, Murray! I thought you were the Crocobaramus. I'm so sorry.
Honest mistake, Fred. Seriously. This stuff happens to me a lot.
Again, Murray, I'm really sorry for beating you senseless with the log.
Oh, not a problem there, Fred. I'm sure I'll start to feel my legs again real soon.
Okay.
Oksana hands Murray toothpaste. Fred rounds the building. His steps falter. Scary Gary stands. The gang picks up a body-sized green duffel bag. Fred presses himself against the building. The campers walk past.
There's something really fishy going on around this camp, and I don't like it one bit!
Daytime, Fred sits at a picnic table near the lake. He writes,
Dear Mom, I hate it here at Camp I Wanna Pee Pee. I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. Hate it. These last 2 weeks have been the worst of my life. Every day I've tried desperately to escape this cursed place, but I've met with failure at every turn.
Dressed as shrubbery, Fred exits a sheriff's car.
Meanwhile, the other campers continue to act strange around me. I keep hearing them whisper about some place called the Rat Hole. And every day, more and more kids are getting sick from some mysterious illness.
Twice a day. Okay?
Even witness the staff putting weird blue pills in the food.
Now, are you sure the kids won't be able to taste this?
Oh, I'm positive. These are completely odorless and tasteless.
Good.
Fred hides under the counter.
Try it out.
I've stumbled across something very dangerous, and I'm a... Ow! Damn it, that hurts!
A mousetrap clamps Fred's hand.
Stupid mousetrap, look what you made me write! P.S. To avoid this from landing in the wrong hands, I'll be sending this letter via bird. Come here, bird!
Fred leaps at a pigeon.
P.P.S. Catching a bird is way harder than I thought it'd be. So I'm just gonna send it via slingshotted mouse instead.
Fred pulls back a slingshot between two trees.
I hope it finds you well.
At cabin 13.
Hey, Fred. You coming to the mess hall for some good old-fashioned gruel?
Oh, no. You guys go ahead. I'll catch up with you later.
Coolio. All right, come on, guys.
Yeah. Fred waves.
Yeah, like I'm gonna eat that stuff after I found out what they put in it. It's time to get to the bottom of whatever sick, twisted plot is going on around this camp. Time to put on my thinking mustache. All right, mustache, time to get to thinking.
Wearing a mustache, Fred rubs his temples.
Oh, this is hopeless. I can't think when I'm hungry. What I wouldn't give for some cheese fries right now. Cheese. I love all types of cheeses.
Cheddar.
Mozzarella.
Swiss.
Wait a minute. What did Floyd say about that sick kid at the infirmary the other day?
This guy says it feels like his brain is turning into Swiss cheese.
Yo.
That his brain was turning into Swiss cheese. And what eats cheese? Rats. And where do rats live? Rat holes. Brain, Swiss cheese, rat holes. Brain, Swiss cheese, rat holes.
Wait a minute.
That's it!
He rips off the mustache.
All right, now stay with me because I'm only gonna go through this once.
In the kitchen.
So, it all starts when Floyd and Murray put the strange blue pills in the gruel.
In the mess hall.
They serve the gruel to the unsuspecting campers.
At first aid.
The pills make you sicker and sicker as they slowly turn your brain into Swiss cheese.
Scary Gary zips a body bag.
Magoo, Chatter, Spoon, and Dig, who are obviously moles working for the camp, take the body away.
Flashlights beam in the dark woods.
Then they take it to...
They open a trap door in a tree stump.
The rat hole.
The gang dumps the body through the door.
That's when it's feeding time for Floyd Sparkmeyer. Because you see, our innocent head counselor isn't so innocent after all. He's not even human. He's a giant, mutant rat creature.
Floyd the rat creature crouches over the body.
Oh, damn it! I'm in way over my head here. Hopefully my mom has read my letter by now and called the cops.
At Fred's, Randy lounges next to Fred's mom.
Me gusta la playa, señor.
Si,
The catapulted mouse eats pizza in the woods.
Oh, I'm going to starve to death. I need food. I haven't eaten anything in like...
Fred checks his watch.
2 hours? Maybe the woods will provide me with proper nourishment.
Fred stuffs his mouth with grass and chews.
Gross!
He yanks bark from a tree and takes a bite.
Better, but it still is not very good!
He notices red berries.
Hello, what have we got here? These berries look delicious. Oh, wait. What if they're the poisonous kind? I'll just eat a bunch of these berries, and if I don't end up getting really sick, then I'll know they're safe to eat, right? You are so smart!
He pops a berry in his mouth. In rapid succession, Fred eats the berries. Juice drips down his chin. Bright light envelops him. He lies on his back.
I don't feel so good.
Above Fred, the trees spin. Fred staggers to his feet.
What is happening to me?
He studies his warped hands.
Whoa.
Hey there, Fred.
Crocodile Moose? Is that really you, or are the berries making me hallucinate?
Of course it's really me. I heard you weren't feeling very good, so I came to cheer you up.
You did?
Yeah. Do you know what I do when I'm not feeling very good?
What's that?
I rap. Do you want to rap with me?
Sure.
On a music video set, multicolored lights flash.
My name is Fred. I'm sick in the head. Mess with me and you're gonna see red. F to the R to the E to the D. When you meet me, I think you're gonna pee your pants. That's it. I'm legit. Yes.
Yeah, we rule. Yeah, we cool. Open up your mouth and I'll feed you gruel. I abuse. We're gonna make a truce. Found poison berries and you drank bug juice. We tight, not loose. I'm a cookie goose. Stick with me, I'm the Crocodile Moose.
The Crocodile Moose waves its arms.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm not feeling too good. I think I'm gonna...
In the woods, Fred projectile vomits. Campers gag.
Red berries!
Lawrence picks a berry. At cabin 13, Oksana checks Fred's temperature.
He's fine. He just ate no-no berries, which are bad.
Eating, Spoon nods.
Okay.
Oksana, you're not doing anything later. Maybe you could possibly, like, maybe...
Lick a possum baby?
No, not lick a possum baby.
She frowns.
Go on a date with me?
No goat meat. Only toothpaste. Okay?
She pushes the door off its hinges.
Guys, I don't really think Fred has been adapting to camp life very well.
The gang eye Fred.
Tonight, after everyone goes to sleep, let's show Fred what Camp I Want a Pee-Pee is all about.
They grin.
Let's take Fred to the rat hole.
Fred looks at us. Nighttime. Cabin 13's door falls. Spoon peers out of her bunk curtain. Magoo sits up. Dig looks around. Magoo pulls Fred's blanket down and shines a flashlight at his face.
No, please don't kill me. I'm too young and it's spoon.
Chatter covers Fred's mouth. In the woods.
Where are you guys taking me? This isn't right.
Magoo opens the stump's trap door.
I'm not going in there!
No.
They push Fred inside and climb down a ladder into a dark space.
Please, I beg of you, don't turn my brain into Swiss cheese and feed me to Floyd the rat creature!
Floyd the rat creature? Fred, what the heck are you talking about?
Dig, hit the lights.
Twinkle lights illuminate a large room with a beanbag, electric guitars, a dartboard, and a basketball hoop.
What in the what?
Welcome to the rat hole, Fred. Built this over a period of 3 years. I did all the wiring and electrical stuff. I'm good with that kind of thing.
I dug the hole.
Well, Chatter and I scrounged up all the wood from an old broken down dock the camp wasn't using anymore.
This is incredible! So what's this do?
Fred pulls a pine cone. A can hits him in the head.
That had to hurt.
Soda shooter.
Magoo catches a can.
Now you tell me.
You gotta be fast.
Magoo hands Fred the can.
Thanks.
You want anything to eat? Chips, sandwiches, cheese fries?
I thought you said that you guys had cheese fries here, but there's no way.
I did.
Fred gapes.
Fred? Fred, are you okay? Fred?
Cheese fries?
Fred? Fred?
He collapses. In slow motion, Fred bites into a fry dipped in cheese.
Heaven. Absolute heaven. So, where'd you guys get all this food anyway?
Well, every week we give Scary Gary money, a list of supplies, and he goes into town and gets it for us. And then at night, we just smuggle it down here.
Spoon eats a sub.
In large green duffel bags?
Yeah.
Flashback.
Thanks, Scary Gary.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But what about the blue pills I saw Floyd and Murray planting into the gruel?
They're multivitamins. Gruel on its own has, like, no nutritional value whatsoever.
All right, but what about all the kids getting sick around camp?
Have you seen Oksana?
Smiling, Oksana flips her hair.
I guess the sick boy to sick girl ratio did lean heavily towards the boy side. Wow, well, I guess that explains everything.
What did you think was happening?
Nothing at all.
Chatter and Dig carry the duffel.
Hey, guys!
Dig descends the ladder.
The new shipment's here.
Is you know what inside?
Oh, yeah.
Magoo unzips the duffel. Spoon snatches a pizza box.
There it is.
Magoo extracts a wooden crate labeled Pellegro Explosivo. Dig pries off the lid. The inside of the crate glows.
This is the most beautiful thing I've seen in my whole life.
I think I'm gonna cry.
I can't believe I'm actually in the same room as El Diablo.
Magoo lifts a rocket.
You're so gonna fire this off tomorrow morning.
Daytime in the office.
Good morning, campers.
We still got a lot of spaces available on the sign-up sheet for the summer camp games in only 2 weeks. In fact, the only person to sign up so far is the amazing Hugh Thompson. So please, come on down over lunch and sign up at the mess hall. Don't you want to be a part of summer camp history, everybody? Thank you.
Lawrence enters the outhouse.
By the way, a hemorrhoid breakout I was worried about? I've contained it to my cabin.
A lot of people think crevices are holes, but that's not true at all. Squirrels dig holes, snakes dig holes, and honey badgers dig holes.
This is it.
Magoo inserts the rocket into the ground.
Fred, would you do the honor?
Sure thing!
Fred lights the fuse.
Run!
The gang crouches in the brush. The rocket falls onto its side.
That can't be good.
Maybe it's a dud.
The rocket shoots forward, weaves through the trees, and between Francis's three legs. It zips over Scary Gary, who takes a bath. The rocket hits the outhouse. The roof flies off. The walls fall, revealing Lawrence, who sits with a magazine. Lawrence lowers his hat. Soot covers his face. At the mess hall.
Been a jockey? Been shot out of a cannon? Let me see your guys, shine up. Come on, we're getting in line here, buddy.
A little boy flexes for Floyd. The gang sits.
Hey, guys, I was thinking maybe we should all sign up for the summer camp games. You know, it could be kind of cool.
Yeah, because losing is so cool.
Who says we're gonna lose?
I don't know, maybe 69 years of camp I wanna pee-pee history?
Well, Floyd seems pretty confident in Hugh. The guy really does it all.
Magoo gestures at Hugh, who lifts weights as he paints.
Stunning.
Nice.
Dig grins and nods.
This place is a dump. Let's face it, Hugh or no Hugh, we have no chance. Camp Superior is just... What's a word that's the opposite of inferior? Oh, got it. Camp Superior is just betterer.
Now, what does Camp Superior have that we don't have here?
I don't know. Jet skis, water slides, waffle bars, clean-smelling air, horses with four legs, and possibly monkey butlers.
Who cares about that stuff anyway?
I do. Okay, just tell me one thing that Camp I Wanna Pee-Pee has that Camp Superior doesn't.
One thing. I can think of four.
Yeah, okay, I can't wait to hear these.
Spoon, Dig, Chatter, and me.
Magoo walks off. Spoon, Dig, and Chatter follow. Magoo signs up for the summer camp games.
Come on, there we go. Looks like we got a team.
Dig high-fives Magoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outside, Fred runs toward us.
Can you believe that? Magoo wants to compete in the summer camp games. There's no way we can win.
Of course there isn't.
It isn't. It couldn't be. Because there's no possible way that voice could belong to... Kevin!
Ooh, Guten Tag, Figglestink. What up, Dork Nozzle? You know, I'd say I'd be surprised to see you here, but that wouldn't be true. Spaz kid for a spaz camp.
Wow! Snap! You just got Kevin, dog!
Kevin high-fives his friend Diesel, who snaps.
Oh, no. Around, dude. Grab the elbow.
But when do we do the snap?
No, dude, there's no snap!
There's a snap.
There's no snap!
Don't yell at me.
Whatever, we'll go over it back at Camp Superior.
You guys go to Camp Superior?
Obvi. It's on all of our matching uniforms. What, do you think we'd go here? This place stinks.
This place does not stink. You stink, Kevin.
It literally stinks here. I mean, seriously, it smells like moldy cheese stuffed into a rotten skunk carcass.
Oh, well, you know, that could be a number of things depending on the time of day. Right now, it smells like it's probably a mixture between the outhouse and Scary Gary socks.
I call them foot mittens.
Fred waves at Scary Gary.
So why are you here, Kevin?
You know, me and the gang figured we'd go on a little field trip, scout the competition for this year's summer camp games.
You don't have to worry, because I, for one, will not be participating in your stupid games.
Save yourself the embarrassment. You have no chance, Figglehorn. We're stronger, we're faster. Better dance moves.
Ow! Kevin does a body roll, robot dance mix.
That was nice.
Okay, Kevin. You guys may be stronger than us, and faster. But there is no way that you are better dancers than us.
Fred spins and pops his chest. Kevin jerkily dances. Kevin slides forward and shimmies his shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Fred does a disco finger dance.
Warming it up now.
Better than me, huh? Is that right?
Competition now. Competition. Enough.
I won.
No, this is ridiculous. Let's go, guys. See you at the summer camp games.
The superior campers walk off.
Slow job.
Diesel snatches a camper's ball.
That's it. I don't care what it takes. I will beat Camp Superior. Not for me, but for Magoo, Spoon, Dig, and Chatter, who want to prove to this world that they, too, can be winners. Not for me, but for Floyd, whose only dream in this life is to win that trophy. Not for me, but for anyone in this world who's ever been bullied or picked on. But mostly, I'll do it for me. Because, man, do I hate Kevin.
In yellow and red Camp I Wanna Pee-Pee shirts, the gang, Floyd and Murray, stride forward. Fred snaps his suspenders. Spoon wipes her face. Wearing earphones, Chatter pats her shoulder. They stop at the camp's entrance.
Here we go.
A luxury bus pulls up. A man steps out with a large golden trophy outstretched. Kevin exits and puts on a blue snapback. Campers in matching blue windbreakers file out.
They don't look so tough.
Yeah, they do.
I know, I was just trying to be positive.
A man holding a trophy exits the bus.
We're dead.
No.
Totally dead.
I see your camp is as charming as ever, Floyd. Sweet mother of mercy. What happened to your face?
Oh, it's a bee sting. It looks a lot worse than it is. I'm fine. My trachea will be open again soon. I hope.
Whoa. You're going down, Figglehorn.
Kevin scowls. Diesel jerks forward. Spoon bites into taffy. A superior camper bites the air. Chatter lifts his chin.
I can't wait to watch you watch me win that trophy.
Well, Kevin, I hate to break it to you, but it's not going to be me who watches you win that trophy. It'll be you who watches me watch you watch me win that trophy.
Yeah.
Kevin's brow knits.
I don't know. What?
On a stage, Murray plays a bugle. The superior director steps forward.
Welcome to the 70th annual Summer Camp Games between Camp Superior.
Kevin wears an I Am Superior shirt.
And Camp, I want to pee pee. Now, good luck to you all. Is there anything you'd like to say here now, Floyd?
Of course.
Face half swollen, Floyd steps up to the mic.
I got nothing! Come on! Well, campers, without further ado, let the games begin!
Oksana waves a sign reading Javelin Toss. A superior camper strips his jacket and grips a javelin. He runs and throws. The javelin punctures the grass. Fred gawks. Hugh shakes out his arms.
Next up on javelin, for camp I want a pee-pee, Hugh Thompson.
I got this.
So, Hugh, I think it goes without saying we'd be dead meat without you.
Thanks, Fred. Hey, grab me a javelin, will you?
Sure thing, bro. This would usually be the moment where I accidentally do something that screws everything up. So glad it didn't happen, though. So glad. All right, here you go, Hugh.
Whipping around, Fred knocks you out with a javelin.
There it is.
Fred? Oh. Fred, what happened to you, Fred?
I don't know. I mean, he must have fainted. Yeah, he fainted. I guess he just couldn't handle the pressure.
No! This can't be! Wake up, buddy! You're the one! You must lead us to victory!
You guys, it's not a big deal! I mean, we don't need Hugh! We never needed Hugh! The ability to beat Camp Superior was with us all along. Right here in our hearts. Watch this!
Fred picks up the javelin. He runs. The javelin flies backward and lands between Lawrence's legs.
Seriously?
10 points, Camp Superior.
I'm sorry. Okay, guys, maybe we do need Hugh a little bit, but we'll be fine. You know why? Because we're the underdogs. And if sports movies have taught us anything, it's that the underdogs always win. Always.
A superior camper adds 10 points to the scoreboard. Magoo takes his opponent's checker.
Boom!
She jumps all of his pieces in one turn.
10 points! Camp Superior!
Kevin leads his team in a sack race. The I Wanna PP team falls.
10 points! Camp Superior!
30 points to Superior. Lawrence falls from a rock wall.
Camp Superior.
Oksana presents a tug-of-war sign. The superior campers yank the gang into a mud pit.
10 points! Camp Superior!
Yeah. The superior director holds up 10 fingers and points at himself.
And so, after the first day of competition, the score is Camp Superior, 70. And Camp I Want a Pee-Pee. Well, Maina, that can't be right. I got a zero, another zero, third zero, I'll carry the zero. Yep, Camp I Want a Pee-Pee has zero.
Yeah! Yes, 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 what?
Magoo shakes his head.
I can't hear a thing. I couldn't hear at all. Sorry.
Tomorrow's another day. Get some rest.
Yo, Figglehole.
What's up, man? I just wanted to say, I really think you guys all did a fantastic job out there today.
Do you really mean it?
No.
Pooh! You just got Kevin the game down.
What?
Kevin and Diesel high five.
No, the pound, then explosion.
Oh, and then we do the snap after that?
No, there's no snap. There's never been a snap.
Kevin storms off.
We should have practiced it first.
Don't worry, guys. We'll get them tomorrow. Guys?
Fred stands alone. He snaps his suspenders.
Perfect.
Nighttime at the mess hall.
So, you guys want to hit up the rat hole tonight? Play some video games or something? Eat some cheese fries?
I don't think so, Fred. I'm not really in the mood.
Yeah, I can barely even eat.
Spoon shovels gruel in her mouth.
Just barely.
Come on, you guys aren't even gonna laugh at a burp. It's the second funniest sound the human body can make.
Sorry, Fred.
I'm just bummed. We're gonna lose the trophy again.
You were right before. We shouldn't have even tried. We're the worst.
No, we're not the worst. We're the best at being the worst.
Huh?
Sure, maybe our camp isn't the prettiest camp, or the safest, or the nicest smelling. But I say we're the best at being not pretty. We're number one at being unsafe. In the game of smelling bad, we earn the most points. Camp I Want a Pee-Pee is the best at being the worst. We all are.
Wait, so you're saying I'm not a bad cook? I'm the best at cooking food badly.
Yeah, you are, Murray.
So I'm not bad at personal hygiene? I'm the best at not brushing my teeth.
You are exactly right, Lawrence!
So I'm not bad at being normal. I'm the best at covering myself in baby oil and wrestling wild raccoons.
Sure, why not? Some people might call us losers, but I say we're winners at being losers. We're the best at being the worst. Say it with me. We're the best at being the worst. 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 We're the best at being the worst.
The campers stand and pump their fists in the air.
We're the best at being the worst. We're the best at being the worst.
Daytime. A sign reads, belching. On stage, a superior camper raises his arms in the air.
Just have Chatter do this. He's our best belcher.
Yeah, Chatter's good, but he's not that good. Besides, we have science on our side. This concoction will give my digestive system just the right mixture of nitrogen and oxygen to expel the highest quality eructation.
What?
I'll burp good.
Oh, cool. Wow, it's nice to see science provide humanity with something useful for once, right?
Magoo finishes a pitcher of murky brown liquid.
Yeah, right, Fred.
He steps up to the mic. The superior director's toupee flies back. The I Want a Pee-Pee campers applaud.
10 points! Camp, I Want a Pee-Pee!
I Want a
10 to 70. Oksana waves a pie-eating sign. Spoon digs in.
You were born for this! Come on! She's a little girl! You're a giant man-child, and you love pie! You love it!
Spoon licks the tin.
10 points, Camp I Want a Pee-Pee!
She snatches her opponent's pie and shovels it into her mouth. Chatter gazes at her.
What are you staring at?
He smiles sheepishly. 20 to 70. Dig positions his arm for arm wrestling. The superior camper gains the upper hand.
Dig your hole! Dig your hole! Dig,
Dig pushes his arm down.
Disappointed.
30 to 70. At jousting, Chatter stands on a pedestal. Diesel hits him with a plush lance.
You can do it, Chatter! I know you can!
Is that your girlfriend?
She looks like a man.
Chatter slams his lance into Diesel, who flies off his pedestal.
Yeah!
10 points! Camp I Want a Pee-Pee!
40 to 70. At archery, Kevin raises a compound bow. He hits a 10.
Oh, yeah! Beat that, Figglehole!
Fred holds a wood bow.
Oh, I can't do this! I don't know what I'm doing!
Archery is all about focus, okay?
Okay.
Just imagine the most peaceful, most serene place you can, and let gravity do the rest, okay? Peaceful, serene place.
He raises the bow.
Peaceful, serene place. Peaceful, serene place. Peaceful, serene place.
He shuts his eyes. Fred sits on a throne at a table.
Your cheese fries are ready, sir.
Thank you, Monkey Butler.
Shall I dance around and act like a monkey while you eat?
You shall.
Very well.
He's feisty.
The monkey butler climbs on the table. Fred licks cheese off his fingers.
Peaceful, serene place.
He draws back the arrow. The arrow hits a sign. It sends the PA speaker spinning and bounces off a bin. It pins a can to the bullseye.
Only meant to do that.
10 points for Camp I Want a Pee-Pee!
Yeah!
Holy Tim Tebow.
It's Fred. He's the one.
The one what?
The one my grandfather prophesied about. The one that would lead this camp to victory. I'm certain of it. Or maybe not. I don't know. How's my face look?
The scoreboard reads 50 to 70. The superior campers glower.
So! That leaves one final event, the talent show. This year will be a songwriting competition. Each camp will have 24 hours to write a song that best exemplifies what is so special about their camp. The winning camp will be awarded 30 points. So it's anybody's game.
The superior director points at his eyes, then his campers.
Songwriting competition? Do any of you guys even know how to sing?
Hello? You're looking at the single greatest singer the world has ever known!
Really?
So, Figglehorn, songwriting competition. Well, I know how good of a singer you are, Fred. You guys have practically won this thing already.
Did I just get Kevin again, or...?
No, bro.
I mean, like, your singing skill is like... I can't say the words, you know? It's like that good.
You know, it's not my fault I got the gift. My pipes be a slammin'.
Yeah, they be slammin'.
Well, see ya tomorrow. Let's go.
We are so toast.
No, we're not.
Dude, you just said Fred's pipes be slammin'. He's a good singer.
Are you serious? He's the worst singer on the face of the earth. Okay, I just said that stuff to get in his brain. You know how delusional Fred is. He's gonna screw this up for sure. And if he doesn't, well, we'll have to go to plan B.
Man, you are one manipulative little kid.
Diesel,
That's the single most nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Now, come on. We got a song to write.
The sky over the lake turns orange and darkens. Fog rolls in as the sky brightens. The Superior campers pose on stage.
Yo, yo, I love to rap. Rappity rap. Oh, rap. Oh, rap. Catch you in a trap. Give you a big slap. I've got a map. A cat. A snap. Pat, pat, pat. There's no dog in my lap. Or is there?
Diesel slides through Kevin's legs.
Kick it, Diesel.
Diesel spins.
Take the mic, son.
Yo, Cat Superior. Uh-huh.
Rip it.
Yo.
Rip it.
Take it, Kevin.
Hip hop don't stop. Drop it like it's hot.
Or don't.
Or don't. I don't care. We the best at everything. You don't dare. Step to us. I take the bus. To school sometime, cause my mom can't take me. You know, cause she works some mornings. But I'll make it work, cause I'm flexible, boy.
Kevin does the splits. Diesel lifts him.
Oh! Get Superior for life, son!
Diesel flaps his arms.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I just drop the mic? Yeah.
The group poses.
Give it up for Pan Superior! That was off the hizzy! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I introduce to you our celebrity guest judge, Mr. Simon Cowell!
The campers turn to a man with a beard. They gawk. He points to a nameplate. It reads, "Yes, that's really my name."
Mr. Cowell, what score do you give Camp Superior? 7! Terrific! Should have been a 9. And now we have Camp I Want a Pee-Pee, who will be doing a number entitled The Loser Song. Appropriate.
Hey, Figgle. Look, no matter what happens, win or lose, I just want to say you guys have done a great job.
Thanks, Kevin. You know, it's funny. I thought for sure you'd have some sort of evil plan up your sleeve to ruin my whole entire song.
Figglehorn! Oh. Evil plan? That's absurd.
I know. It was stupid of me.
Hey. Go do a great job, man.
Okay.
You're gonna be great.
Fred turns and walks away.
Is my evil plan ready to go?
Yep, plan B is in full effect. Let's just say that our little homemade gruel blaster is hooked up and ready to go.
Diesel and Kevin peer at a bucket of gruel hooked up to a tank.
One flick of the switch, and whoever's on the other end of that baby is gonna get soaked with gruel.
Gruel-tastic. No snap.
You can do this, Fred.
On stage, Fred lifts a mic.
Well, our lake is green, our bunk's unclean. Safety here is unattainable. Our horse is great for...
He's practically handing us the trophy already.
And our smells are unexplainable. We're unsafe, unsound, uncool, unkempt, on everything that you are. You truly live up to the name of the camp. You're the superior camp by far.
But seriously, you guys are jerks! It's time for the losers to have the spotlight for once! Hit it, Lawrence!
In a sparkly red shirt, Lawrence plays keyboards. Magoo and Chatter spin jump on stage.
Where'd they get the bubbles?
Dig and Fred spin jump and face the crowd. The four boys rise up on one foot and kick out.
This is for the losers. Sing it all night long. We're the losers. There's nothing wrong with being losers. This is where we belong. We're losers. Look at us. This is for
Diesel
the
sings along.
What is catchy, man?
We're the losers.
The I Wanna PP campers raise finger L's to their foreheads to the beat of the song. The boys on stage do the monkey.
Yeah, we'll get last.
Oksana struts in a sequin dress.
And you'll get first.
Nothing wrong with losers.
And we'll be back.
Hugh runs forward.
I'm being worst. Clean beat, go.
Okay, play.
Scary Gary breakdances. I Wanna PP campers do the robot. Scary Gary lands in the splits and winks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
red pleather jacket, Spoon yanks her hand back. The campers collapse.
I don't need a victory to tell me which camp is best to see. And you might think it contradictory. It don't take a degree to see how much this place is right for me. And you can disagree, but I will guarantee.
Diesel turns on the gruel blaster. His smile fades.
Oh, the top of the tallest redwood tree. Hear my plea.
He hits the tank.
Write it up in big block letters, hanging up on the marquee. There's no place I'd rather be than here at Camp I Wanna Pee Pee!
The boys jump to their feet and raise their finger L's. Diesel shakes the blaster.
Diesel, what's going on? What are you waiting for? Blow the blow! Blast the groove!
Something's wrong, it's not working.
Slowly screw everything up!
I'm dying!
Dancing, Floyd bumps into the superior director. The I Wanna Pee Pee campers dance in sync with the gang on stage. Chatter holds a mic.
Oh, yeah. Camp I Wanna Pee Pee is the greatest summer camp in the world.
Both camps' campers raise finger L's in the air. The superior director snatches the mic.
Mr. Cowell?
Cowell holds up a 10. Lawrence beams. I Wanna Pee Pee campers hug and jump up and down. Floyd pushes the superior director aside. He raises the trophy. Kevin storms on stage. Diesel flips the blaster's lever from blow to suck.
I deserve that trophy!
He plugs in an extension cord. Kevin's tracksuit is sucked off.
Please, Kevin!
Diesel's eyes widen. The campers bend over laughing. In his boxers, Kevin runs off into the woods. Diesel turns the blaster off.
Well, that didn't go as planned.
On stage, Murray pats Floyd's back. He dips Oksana and kisses her.
Oh, what the heck?
Spoon grabs Chatter's face and kisses him. Fred takes the trophy. The gang and staff pose around it. A light flashes. Their image freezes. Morning. In the office, Floyd plays the harmonica into a mic.
Well, campers, it's a sad day here at Camp I Wanna Pee Pee.
Because it's the last day of summer camp. And what a summer it's been. You know, we got together here 6 weeks ago. We didn't know anything about each other. But we are leaving here as a family, which is why we'll always be better than the kids at Camp Superior.
Magoo remote locks the rat hole.
That and the fact that we won the half in summer games. I mean, are you kidding me?
It doesn't matter whether you win or lose. What are we talking about? It does matter. It feels great to win. We beat Camp Superior! In your face, Camp Superior! In your face!
Floyd grins at the trophy.
Now, kids, from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to say one last time, I want to pee-pee on you.
Fred gives Oksana and Murray a thumbs up.
I want to pee-pee on all of you.
Oksana kisses Murray.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry, but I'm only human.
He dabs his eyes.
I'm gonna miss you, sweet children.
The gang stands at the entrance.
Until next summer.
He gently puts down the mic.
Yes!
Man, I'm really gonna miss you guys. I just wish there was a way for all of us to stay connected. I mean, besides the phone, text, social networking sites, instant messaging, and video chatting, there's really no way to keep in touch these days.
Oh, come on, you big lug. You guys, group hug.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Fred's mom leans on the pizza delivery car.
You do?
Wow, Mom, you look like shoe leather.
Thank you, Freddy. Freddy,
I want you to meet my new gentleman caller, Randa.
Hello.
Sup?
Randy grabs Fred's suitcase.
We may never have to pay for pizza ever again.
Fred grimaces.
Freddy, did you have a good time at summer camp?
Well, let's see. I got poison ivy on my face. I ate bad berries and puked my guts out. The bathroom was a disgusting hole in the ground. The food was terrible. None of the counselors knew what they were doing. It was 6 weeks of living in the smelliest, grossest, most unsafe summer camp that has ever existed.
Fred glances at the campers hugging their parents. He grins.
So yeah, best summer ever.
He climbs into the delivery car. Spoon kisses Chatter and walks off. Smiling, Chatter waves.
So Freddy, what else did you do?
Magoo holds up a finger L.
I haven't got number two since I last saw you.
Oh, that runs in the family, honey.
And I accidentally beat up one of the counselors with a log. Can you believe it?
That's not okay.
It happens, Mom. It all happened.
Cut to black. In a photo, the gang poses before the camp sign. Audio description created by Zoo Digital, written by Julia Windham, and narrated by Kelly Brennan. Previous credits, Lucas Cruikshank, Jake Weary, Siobhan Fallon Hogan, Joey Bragg, Daniela Monet, Matthew Scott Miller, Adrian Callie Turner, Leah Lewis, Adam Riegler, Charlie Carver, and special appearance by WWE superstar John Cena, with Tracy Walter, and Tom Arnold as Floyd Spunkmeyer. Musical score composed and performed by Roddy Bottom, edited by Andre Ragazin, Brian G. Shelton, director of photography, Brandon Mastropolito, producer Don Dunn, executive producer Lucas Cruikshank, Michael Green, Gary Binkow, Evan Weiss. Based on the character Fred Figglehorn, created by Lucas Cruikshank, written by Drew Hancock, directed by Jonathan Judge. Re-recording mixer, David Barber. Sound supervisors, David Kitchens, Ben Zerai. Sound effects editor, Sean Gray. Credits continue. Photos of the campers flash by.
Day, I love this day, cause today is the last day of school.
In different photos, Lawrence sits at the destroyed outhouse, loses control of a bike, and exits the lake covered in slime. Fred smiles with the monkey butler. The gang pose with the caption, New Friends.
No more wet willies, spitballs in your hair. The last day they'll hang you by your underwear.
They sit in front of the crocabara moose.
School is the last day of school. The best day of school is the last day of school. Goodbye, lunch food. How do we survive? I won't miss.
Campers pose with Oksana holding toothpaste. The rat version of Floyd nibbles at a boy's head. Fred screams.
The best day of school is the last day of school. The best day of school is the last day of school. The best day is the last day.
The gang pose with Scary Gary.
It's the last day of school.
The superior campers water ski in a human pyramid.
My name is Fred. I'm sick in the head.
Two superior campers sit on a jet ski.
When you meet me, I think you're gonna pee your pants, that's it. I'm legit, yes, see, I'm Fred Figglehorn, damn it.
Yeah, we rule, yeah, we cool. Open up your mouth and I'll feed you gruel. I abuse, we gonna make a truce. Found poison berries and you drank a barrel moose. We tight, not loose, I'm a cookie goose.
The crocabara moose stalks Fred.
Peace.
Fred holds his dad in a headlock.
There's no place I'd rather be than here at Camp I Wanna Pee Pee!
This is for the losers singing.
Floyd holds the trophy.
We're the losers, there's nothing wrong with being losers. This is where we belong, we're losers, look at us!
The gang lie in a muddy pit.
All night long, we're losers. Nothing wrong with losers.
Scary Gary smiles in the bath. Fred washes his back. Special thanks to WWE.
It's the greatest summer camp in the world.
Copyright 2012 DERF 3 LLC. All rights reserved. Varsity Pictures. The Collective.